Hey everybody, welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if your mind feels like it's running on warp speed most days, you've come to the right place. Today, we're diving into something super relevant in our hyper-connected world. Building a healthy relationship with technology. Ever feel like your phone is an extension of your hand? Or that checking social media is just a reflex? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world where technology is woven into the fabric of our lives, and while it has incredible benefits, it can also be a major source of stress, anxiety, and distraction. But fear not, my friends. This isn't about ditching your devices altogether, that's just not realistic. This is about finding a balance, setting boundaries, and reclaiming your time and energy so you can actually enjoy the amazing world around you. So, grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and get ready to detoxify your tech life with these 5 key takeaways. First up, awareness is everything. Seriously, before we can even begin to fix something, we need to know what's going on, right? So take a moment to really reflect on your relationship with technology. When do you find yourself reaching for your phone? What apps consume the most time? Are you using technology intentionally or just mindlessly scrolling through feeds? Once you have a clearer picture of your tech habits, you can start to make conscious choices about how you want to use it. Next up, set boundaries, baby. This is where the magic happens. Decide on specific times and places where you'll be completely unplugged thin meal times, evenings with loved ones, or even just a designated tech-free hour each day. Treat these boundaries like any other important commitment, respect them, and don't feel guilty about enforcing them. Now let's talk about intentionality. Think of technology as a tool, not the boss of you. Before you pick up your phone, ask yourself, what am I hoping to achieve? Are you checking for real updates or just seeking instant gratification? When you approach tech with intention, it becomes less of a distraction and more of a helpful resource. Next, remember that real life is happening outside the screen. Don't let technology steal your attention from the people and experiences that truly matter. Put down your phone during conversations, engage in face-to-face interactions, and get out there and explore the world around you. Trust me, those moments of genuine connection will leave a far deeper impression than any social media post ever could. Finally, practice self-compassion. We all slip up sometimes. If you find yourself mindlessly scrolling or checking your phone when you shouldn't, don't beat yourself up about it. Just gently acknowledge the lapse and get back on track. Remember, building a healthy relationship with technology is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of self-love. Okay, let's take this real world for a spin. Picture this. You're at a friend's birthday dinner. Everyone's laughing, stories are flowing, the food is delicious, but there's someone at the table constantly glued to their phone, scrolling through feeds and missing out on all the fun. You know that feeling, right? When you see someone engrossed in their tech world, while everyone else is present and engaged. That's what happens when technology takes center stage, stealing precious moments of connection and joy. Now imagine that same person putting their phone away, actively participating in the conversation, and truly connecting with their friends. See the difference? It's amazing how much richer our lives become when we choose to be present in the moment. So, what's the takeaway here? We're not about ditching technology altogether, it's a powerful tool that can enrich our lives. But we need to be intentional about how we use it, set healthy boundaries, and remember that real life happens outside the screen. Let technology serve you, don't let it control you. Before you go, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest tech challenges? Share your thoughts, stories, and tips in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Overthinking Detox so you never miss an episode packed with wisdom, laughs, and a whole lot of self-love. Until next time, keep those minds clear and hearts open.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.